Well, let's get on with our next speakers. I'm really excited because the rest of the evening, both Texas and Mexico, we have some really solid speakers that are actually doing the things that we know you want to do. And I'm proud to have some local Mexican speakers here who are sharing their knowledge so that we are we're building those bridges between the expat community and the local community. So please welcome my friend Alma to the stage. Make some noise for Alma, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Do you put the presentation, please? Okay. I am Alma Barajas. I am a soil scientist, but I prefer call me by myself a student of the Mother Earth. You know, the land have all the time something for learning us every season, every month. I want to show you this in the beginning. We want to have a biobuilding workshop in Casa Condor from the 24th to 26th. If you want to come with us, please go to the store table with Beleguiz in front of the bathroom, of woman's bathroom, and for more information. Let's go to the talk. Today, I want to talk with you about the next one, please. Soil development of factors, passion as a factor in development, coexistence, agreements, and I will do it one example, and members in our community, growing food, and something about ranchos y caída. Okay, the next one, please. Soil development factors are organisms that it should be the most important factor with organisms is the type of vegetation. Also, climate have some information, put some information in the soil. Topography, so if we have a flat area, the soil are really different that if we have a step properties, parent material, such as the rock, the mother rocks, and also the time influence the types of the soil. And the human action have some important information in all this formation process. And next one. I want to say other thing that the time is really important because we need to be patient to develop our paradise communities. For having the best soil fertility, for growing our food, either way, we need to be patient and also with the other members of our communities, we need to be patient. And Joe Major says, passion is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good aptitude while you're waiting. And what we need to wait? For having 1 centimeter of soil, we need to wait 1,000 years to make 1 centimeter of soil, you know? It's a long time. And because first we will have the rocks, and these rocks put some vegetation in, in this time is in the natural way. So the plants come into these rocks and then put some organic material. And we need to have a lot of time for have the best soils in our lands. And the next one. So the passion is a good attitude when we are growing food, when we are developing our food gardens, because we need to observe what I have and where I want to be in 1 year, or after the summer, or after the rainy season. We need to go back to take time for us and our process. About the food, we can start with easy growing food. That could be spinach, beet, cress, marigold, and some medicinal plants like rosemary or lavender. And then when we have experience, we can grow other food like carrots, tomatoes, onions. I recommend you check what do you eat in and start with the easy crops. And the next one, please. About communities, what we need to wait? Why we need to be patient with another person? And the synonym is very close beauty for me. The answer is foresee how the people bloom, and the passion and respectful about personal paths make solid trunks. And these trunks support the fruits. When we are living in a community, we need to have coexistence agreement. Sometimes it's easy to be in agreement, and sometimes not. And in these graphics, I want to show you depends of the number of in the community, in depends of the number of the members in a community. It could be more complexly take some agreements. If we are in a community with 5 people like us, we living in Rancho Sicaida now, so we are only 5, so it's less complex taking agreements. And if we have a community with 20 members, it could be more complex. And here I have one example about how we take agreement for decision that for a new members in the ranch. And so the first step was we decide, take call for a meeting, for a meet, and everyone was interested and say their personal opinions. The second step was say, I first said that I don't want to have this or that. I don't want to have drama in my life. And then we think about the infrastructure. Well, we need to have rooms for everyone. We need to have a biggest refrigerator. And then we say, okay, we need to talk about also what we want to have around us. So we say proactive people, good listeners, actively open-minded, decision to learn, and have ideas that change it. If we want to have action around us, we also need to think about the responsibility activities. And here, if we have a smaller number of members, the members have more activities for do. And if everyone understands the proaction, everyone will have co-responsibilities around the specific projects. And about the projects, if you are interested and your intuition tells you do it, believe in you and your possibilities. I love growing my food. And here I show you my meal plan of the 2020. And well, in January 2020, I was working in a national commission of take care of the environmental in Mexico City. So when I come to Casa Condor here in Morelia in the spring of 2020, the food garden had been abandoned for 3 years. The grass was big, the soil was dry. Fortunately, I have the green remaining soil because we was building a dry toilet in the garden. So when we building this toilet, we remaining some soils. So and we don't use it at all. So I take it this for growing my milpa. And if you we can go back in the presentation. If you look with attention, I only have 50 centimeters with soil, and then I have a flat area with cement. So a lot of persons tell me that, oh, you cannot grow your food there because it's only 15 centimeters, you know? And I say, okay, I can listen to you, but I want to do it. I believe that we can do it. So I put my energy for do it that this worked. And the next photo, please, the next page. So I do it. I do it with 50 centimeters deep. And well, with this experience, I want to remark the message of other speakers that believe in you, believe in your projects. If the people want to talk and they want to talk, so you take the action, reflect the beauty inside you, reflected in your food garden. And growing our food is one of the steps to be freedom. So the corn, here I showed you the pumpkin of the milpa. So I enjoy my personal food. And here is the corn in the milpa. Also, I collect these ones in dryness weight, but also I eat them a lot of in fresh weight. So, we want to have a healthy food, healthy life. For that, I have some gifts for us. If you are interested, I make some bombs, some seed bombs for everyone that is interested for growing food. I will to give you in the end of this season, in front of the woman bathroom in the Belegi table store. So come, please, for take it. And in this seed boom, you will have milk pie in your hands with seeds from Casa Condor. And we have corn, beans, chili, and pumpkin. And also you will have some medicinal plants that is basil. And I want to talk about a little bit about Rancho Sicaida too. So the next one, please. Yes, we are growing our food. We are building our homes. And we are meditating a lot. So I want to let you know that we will have a meditation retreat in March. and we will have a possible workshop for natural building in May. So keep in touch. And I want to say thanks, guys, for, I feel a little bit crying because for me, my first Great Reset was the last year, and I meet here to court, and now I'm living in an eco village, you know? And for me, it's like a dreaming true. So I feel so grateful with these people that believe in us, believe, take the control that what do you want to have in our lives? And thank you, David. Thank you, Kurt, for being my tribe. So thanks. And well, where do you can find us? The next one, please. And you can find us in Instagram, Telegram, and our emails are there. So if you are interested with more information, please let me know, Brittany. And that's it, I think. And if you have some question about soils or about how we doing something in our communities, please let me know. Maybe we have time for two questions or three. What do you think, guys? Ramiro, Derek? Okay. Somebody want to ask something?
Does anybody have any questions?
Okay, we have three. Okay.
First of all, thank you for sharing and talking. Of all the plants that you've grown, which one is your favorite?
Well, my favorite plant is really interesting question because I have a lot of that. So, I prefer the, well, I prefer integrity, you know? I prefer have more like only one plant because we need have diversity in our food gardens for have fertility in our soil. So for that, I like to work with Hanamargo. And I think in English is Hanamaro. And this plant put nitrogen in our soils. I like the corn because, you know, the corn have a lot of information for us because, in these days we are talking about how we can return to the earth, Mother Earth. And in my point of view, we can return eating healthy food, and we can restart our DNA, we can restart our DNA with food. So if we eat corn, nopal, beans, we can reconnect it with our ancestor information. So for that, I prefer the milpa for have healthy food and more information in our body. Uh-huh. And the other question? Oh, okay. Good.
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community, focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a five-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating five focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4, co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.